Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a little Steppenwolf bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question. Different poll question every week right there on the homepage. It's just you and me, and I want to talk about how the rules of selling have changed. First, what I'd like for you to do is think about the selling process as two big steps. And inside of each one of these big steps are different activities. I call it Blasingame's two-step selling process. And the first step is getting a customer to the point to where they will talk to you about doing business with you. And the second step is actually getting them to the point where they will buy from you. Now, in the old days, and I'm talking about maybe as recent as, depending on the customer in the industry, maybe as recent as 5 years ago, 10 years ago, some industries maybe longer. But in the old days, the process of the steps that you took, the activity that you took in the first step, getting to the point where you could talk to somebody about doing business with you, that was a shorter step in the old days. I can remember when I was, you know, years ago when I was on commission, I could get in to see anybody. I could get in the door to see a decision maker. That part wasn't hard. It was basically an elbow grease and shoe leather kind of a thing. And so the process of getting in the door to be in front of a decision maker to get them to talk to you about doing business with you was the shortest step. But because many people could do that as well, that meant that the second step, getting the person to actually buy from you, that took longer than the first step because there were so many people there. And so the customer had to weed out everybody and finally wind up with the ones that they wanted. And it took, that was a longer process. So if you think about in the old days, I call that the age of the seller. In the age of the seller, step one is shorter. Step two is longer. Now, here we are in the age of the customer. We're transitioning from the age of the seller to the age of the customer. And that, if you think about the line between not having a conversation with a customer about doing business with you to them having the conversation with them about that, if you think about that line, I call that the firewall. The firewall is when you pass through this firewall to the point of being able to say, okay, let's talk about doing business. That firewall has been moved to the right in the age of the customer. Now, the time that it takes and the steps that it takes to get into the customers, to get through to the decision maker, to get them to say, I'm ready to start talking about doing business with someone, if not you, that step is longer. If you probably starting to notice this, if you haven't already, you should be noticing it. If your salespeople aren't performing as you think they should, if you're still training people the old way and you're not helping them with the new rules of selling, then you're probably not getting as much sales as you should. And you need to understand that the firewall has been moved to the right. And now what that means is you've got to do more things if you want to get into a customer. And it takes longer to do that. You've got to develop relationships with them, maybe in a social media community. You have to meet them. You have to nurture the relationship without being commercial, without trying to sell them. Maybe you send them an article that you've heard about. Maybe you do different things to try to let them give you permission to come through that firewall, to go through the firewall of acceptance. And in the old days, you and I would pre-qualify a prospect. Today, prospects are they're flipping the tables on us. They're turning the tables, and they're actually pre-qualifying us. And one of the ways they do this, part of the ways they do this, is through this nurturing process that we go through. This cultivation of a prospect process that takes longer than it used to. The firewall has been moved to the right. So now it takes longer to get through the first step, through the firewall, where you actually are meeting customers, prospects, but yet haven't quite yet been given permission to come through the firewall to the second step. That takes longer. The second step now actually doesn't take as long as the old step, as the second step did before, because now that you've passed through the firewall in the age of the customer, only a few are allowed through there. Much fewer get through the firewall than they used to. And so you're one of a smaller group. And that process now takes less time and isn't as hard. So folks, think about this. You've got to spend more time in the first step than you used to, cultivating and nurturing prospects. The rules of selling have changed, and it's all because of the impact of the age of the customer. Think about that. We'll be talking about that some more in the weeks and months ahead. 29 After, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Quench my desire, and I'll be
at your side forever. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.